What's the weirdest dream you've ever had? In 1865, German chemist August Kekulé had a corker. He'd been immersed in research on hydrocarbons, particularly benzene, and it seems these molecules infiltrated his brain. One night while dozing by the fireplace, Kekulé had a vision straight out of a Disney movie. He saw atoms dancing before his eyes, forming various patterns. Until one striking image emerged. A snake, seizing its own tail to make a ring. Was it too much cheese before bedtime, or genuine scientific insight? Kekulé's dream turned out to be a pivotal moment in chemistry. His vision introduced the cyclic structure of benzene, changing forever the understanding of organic molecules and laying the groundwork for modern organic chemistry. Tonight's gospel tells of a dream, too. In his dream, a man named Joseph of Nazareth, engaged to a woman named Mary, received world-changing insight. Joseph, like Kekulé, was tormented by the impossible problem he found himself in. He planned to handle things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. And while he was trying to figure out how to do that, he had a dream. A strange one, about spirit-conceived pregnancies and ancient prophetic revelations. Dreams are a strange ecosystem. Many of them are so bizarre that they seem impossible to explain. In spite of a lot of research, there is no scientific consensus on what dreams are exactly. Dreams have an unruly essence, existing in a realm beyond reason and physical laws. The mind roams free, and strange things emerge. But sometimes, it's the strangeness of dreams that yields the solutions we seek. Now, I'm not going to suggest that humankind abandon reason and logic. I'm not anti-intellectual. It's just that dreams, by defying conventional approaches, offer a place to explore unorthodox paths and discover creative solutions. And the world could use some of those now, right? That's why religion and faith practices offer something vital for our world. Oh, of course, a priest like me would say something like this, but hear me out. Faith presents a sanctuary where the rigid boundaries of worldly logic, the limitations of our own programmed thinking and ways, yield to the boundless grace and mercy of a higher power. Like dreams, faith invites exploration and discovery, encouraging people to seek unconventional paths and embrace unexpected solutions. Religion provides courage for many to confront their fears, strength to overcome adversity, and wisdom to navigate life. Faith has inspired some of humanity's greatest achievements. Think of Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel ceiling, Tolstoy's War and Peace, the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, and the many composers of the breathtaking music we hear in this chapel week after week. Pioneers of the faith dream endeavor to gain greater understanding, compassion, and harmony in a world yearning for hope and renewal. They've helped us, and continue to help us, make better sense of things. They dream of a new heaven and a new earth that transcends boundaries in order to enrich our lives. So today, I encourage us to inhabit places where things don't make sense. At least, sometimes. Strange worlds are worth exploring. In addition to the rigor of academic exactitude, let this university, and everyone in it, also cultivate a place to fantasize and imagine. the weird and wonderful domains of our dreams and otherworldly visions will give us insights, even though we might not always fully understand them. And in spaces where our creativity is unleashed, hearts and minds might fashion something new and unexpected. Perhaps we will even discover something that will change the world.